situation is a little different, you know, how we met, you know, through mutual friends and everything like that. You know, when I met my wife, she was 17. So, you know, we had no really conversation and no really connection until, you know, she was of age. And, you know, it's, people don't understand it.
What you just heard was one of our former singers back in the days, Marques Houston, 41 years old. And he is married to a 22-year-old girl. The creepy part about it is that they met when she was 17. So I understand the blowback that he's getting, because what he's saying is that I don't want to be involved with older women. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't want to be involved with women that are older. He feels that there is a level of baggage that you get from someone at his age. And I think that was something that, look, I know women are going to get bothered with a lot of this stuff, but we all have standards. We're all shallow. Now, I don't agree with, that's like me talking to one of my daughter's friends right now and then waiting until I'm 51 and then she's 18 or something like that. That's real. That's grooming. That's some R. Kelly shit right there. Right? Because you don't want to, that's not fair. Now, if I meet somebody that goes to FGCU and she's a sophomore and she meets me on a dating app and then she tells me I love older guys, while that's creepy for a lot of people, and I understand that, because we all should be dating within our own age bracket. But when men and women are not the same as far as thinking, as far as how they want to proceed in life at certain stages. I believe so. I see it. Like, I run into women that still want to be married. They still want to live together. They want to blend this family. And then you have all the women that are advanced in the stage I'm in, which is they don't want to deal with any kids. They just want a plus one to hang out with for the rest of their lives. I get it. You know, so you have the change of spectrum, right? So what happens with younger people, and in this case, this person here, he didn't want to deal with the drama of past relationships. He didn't want to deal with body count. And, you know, that shit with body count really bugs me the fuck out, because I don't understand you people that get so sensitive, men, that get so sensitive about fucking body count. It's like you get so grossed out about, like, with porn stars, right? Like, men get disgusted with women having too many partners. And my whole thing is, like, do you get disgusted when you go to a restaurant and you sit down in that fancy restaurant and you have that knife and that fork and you're fucking chomping down on that steak and licking that steak up with your fork and with your fucking knife that thousands of people have used before you?
Oh my God.
And you think that's fucking, well, they're being cleaned. Yeah. You don't think that porn star cleans their pussy? Well, it's used. Yeah. So it's the knife and fork. Thousands of tongues have been in that bitch. You know, what makes you think you're special, right? I mean, that's my weird way of thinking, right? So I don't get into this whole mindset of the body count, right? I'm the opposite. I'm like, look, if I see your sex tape and you're fucking doing some work, I'm interested, because I know what I'm getting. I'm not a person that, I don't care about the surprise. Like, women don't want to know your dick size sometimes. Women don't want to see, like, they don't want to talk. They just want to experience it. They want to leave that surprise for the imagination. I'm like, no. I tell me the ending. I want to know. I want to see what's going on. I want to know what's going on underneath the hood. You know, that's how I feel. But anyway, I got derailed there. I don't even fucking know why. But, you know, just going back to that whole concept of men dating younger women. And the first thing that women say, it's about control. This guy just wants to groom somebody and control them. The first thing that women say is about control. They want to control, manipulate. And I don't disagree. There are some men that are about that control. I would say that if we were to have it, I would say it was probably 40%. But a lot of men just don't want to deal with the headaches. And I think that's the problem that women don't understand about men when we get to a certain age, is that we don't want to deal. We already have built a routine. Men thrive on routine. Like, men thrive on knowing what they're getting into when they get home. They thrive when they find out what they have plans going on. Because remember, we're like in the midst of making money. We're in the midst of doing a lot of good things, and we need stability and routine to keep everything afloat. If I was a crazy person, neurotic, and going from one place to the other, I can't do anything. It's like that Godfather clip.
I spend my life trying not to be careless. Women and children can be careless, but not men.
And I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand that. We can't be careless. We can't, like, especially men that other people are relying on you. You need to have stability. You need to have routine. If you're relying on me to pay more than half the bills, then I need to have a certain level of routine. I can't be as spontaneous. That's my thinking anyway. So a lot of men, what it is that when they're dealing with younger women, they know that they're not getting the baggage, the emotional trauma baggage, because you know how you ladies are. You go ahead and pick these work in progress situations, and these guys are narcissists, and these guys are gaslighting you for 10-15 fucking years. And then next thing you know, when you wipe out of there, you realize, what the fuck, this guy was mentally fucking with me all this time, you know. And I feel that you can't take that with you moving forward, but a lot of people do. Like, I mean, I was talking to this lady. I said it in a prior podcast. Lady invested 7 years with a guy. 7 fucking years with a guy. And went ahead and got a business together, moved in with the guy, didn't legally marry. And now all of a sudden, last minute, he goes from telling her, I love you, I want to be with you, planning a trip to, I don't want to be with you anymore, get out of the house. No rhyme or reason. And he comes up with all these excuses that never surfaced until he needed her to get the fuck out. That's ruthless to me. Do you think that woman is going to trust any man moving forward? When that man moving forward is going to say, I love you, she's going to be like, I'm not going to fall for this again. Because the last time I fell for it, I had some guy pull the rug from underneath me. I get it. So, but women don't understand that. Like, women don't understand that. Like, they want you to deal with the baggage. They want you to work on that reclamation project. Like, no, like, that's not fair to me. I have baggage, but it's checked and accounted for. Like, I know what it is. I'll convey it all to you. This is who I am. And if that's not appeasing to you, I get it. But that's what it is. I'm not going to deny it. Or I'm going to dismiss you. Like, for example, like, if women, I know women that are younger in their 30s, they'll, in dating profiles, they'll say, I don't want to deal with men that have kids. Okay. I don't get offended by that. Why would I get offended? That's a preference. So if a woman says, I don't date black guys, I'm fine with that. I've been rejected for being tall. So I understand all of that. It doesn't resonate with me when someone has a preference. We don't have to shame people. That's my point. It's like women want to shame a guy because they don't stick to their race, or they get somebody that's younger, in this case in point. They want to shame you because they just feel like that's not fair, that they'll be viewed differently if they do it that way. And I'm saying to myself, well, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say, because you have your preferences too. I was looking at a video talking about women, you know, how much they need attention. And you lust for attention. And how, well, men need sex. Men love intimate, like, men love sex. Men love release just as much as women love attention. But for some reason, it's not frowned upon. For some reason, it is. It's the nonstop calling out as double standards is what I'm getting to. It's that the things that women like or get offended by are not things that men get offended by, and vice versa. Like, men get offended by things women do, like body count, that women don't give a fuck about. You know, and I totally get it's understanding the genders, and we're wired differently. That's why I get so fucking angry with this woke shit. Like, there's some people that are wired differently, and I get that. Like, meaning that there's some people that are biologically males that are wired to think like women. I get that. But you can't say that's most people. We got to rule with most men act like men, and there's just some spectrums of it. And there's women that act like women, different spectrums of it. Like my daughter, she was a little diva last night. We went to the emergency room. We were there till like almost 3 o'clock because, you know, she's been throwing up quite a bit, and this is an ongoing thing. So I feel that understanding each other and not calling out the double standards. And I understand that if an older man, like with me, if I'm dating a 25-year-old, women are going to get bothered by it. Women are going to feel a certain way. Like, they're not worthy. It's like, it's not that. If I go younger, it's because I have less headaches to deal with. Sure, the conversations with me are less shallow or less boring, but there's pros and cons. You know, I don't want to deal with a woman. And I understand his point. I don't want to deal with a woman, especially a man of his notoriety. You know, a woman still wants to be taken care of. And then she's going to have kids you're going to have to take care of. And then you have to deal with a father that you don't know the baby daddy situation. They may not be amicable. You may be going into a shit show, and now you're having to play bodyguard. Or there's no father involved, and now you have to be more involved. Well, maybe you already raised your kids, or your kids are already of age. Well, you don't have to do any of that. Now you have to raise someone's child and be in that world. And then on top of that, then cater to them as a woman because you love them. Like, it's a lot of extra work. So I get it. I get it when, you know, now grooming is different. But I know if I was a 40-year-old, I mean, when I was in my 40s, I dated a 20-year-old. It's like it was not like I'm pursuing it actively. And that's the part. It's that if you're doing what R. Kelly's doing, which is preying on younger women all the time, I get that. If you're Madonna preying on, you know, young boys, half your age, Madonna, no one gives her a hard time, but I get it. You know, I get the flashback, but I'm sure there's people like him that he would entertain a 33-year-old single instructor kind of energy that didn't want to have kids or wanted to have kids. He would have been with that. Maybe was engaged for a long time, right? I mean, it's like men are open to, as long as you look good and you don't add any stress to us. And that's the key part, ladies, is that it's about, like, you think that we should, you know, this whole mindset of, you got to deal with me at my worst to get my best. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, are you going to deal with my worst? No, you're going to not tolerate it. Like, my worst, like, for a lot of women, is cheating on you. You want me to fuck all the women left and right? You're not going to deal with my worst. So why should you be accepted dealing with your worst? All because I'm loyal. All because I'm giving and I'm loving. Oh, I bring that too. Oh, I'll give you sex. I bring the dick too. Okay, what is it? What is it? Why are you trying to make my life more stressful? And women don't, that's the thing, is like, women don't, they want you to deal with their stress. And it's like, you gotta get that shit under control. If you got baby daddy drama, if you got lack of resources and you don't have your shit together, then yeah, you know, you're not gonna bring peace of mind to a lot of men. You can't bring me a pile of shit. And that's the part that's alluring about dating younger women. It's not about the control. It's just that when you're dealing with a younger woman, again, I'm not dating younger women. I date them all across the spectrum. But I'm just saying that I understand the allure of it. Now, I'm not about grooming. That's horrible. Like, I don't want no fucking grown man grooming my daughter. You know what I'm saying? But if she meets, she's 20 years old, she meets a 35-year-old guy, and they get along great, and, you know, he has a kid, but he treats her like gold, and I get it. I know once a man gets to a certain age, you just want to cruise, man. I was telling that to my ex-wife yesterday. I was like, look, I just want to cruise, man. I don't want to deal with stress. I don't want to deal with no one else's shit they don't have together. I'm not bringing any of it. I got my shit that I deal with, and I have it under control. So I don't want a woman to bring that into my life. So it's not about you being damaged goods, per se. You're not damaged goods as far as attraction and things. It's just everything else that comes with it. Do you have it under control? Is it checked and accounted for? And if it isn't, then you have to get it checked and accounted for. Just like I do. I have my baggage checked and accounted for. I'm dealing with my daughter with therapy. I don't have her every day. And I'm dealing with co-parenting. And there's no issues there. Okay? Well, whatever you think, as a viewer outside of that, that's your judgment. You're free to have it. Don't fucking bother me. But there is no drama that I'm going to deal with that's going to permeate onto you. And that's the way it should be. So, yeah, ladies, it's not... Don't... When a man wants peace and tranquility, that's what we want. We just want routine and peace and tranquility. I know you get fucking bored. I know you just want to go fucking do skydiving. Don't get me wrong. I want to do it too. You know, like, you need that energy because you get fucking bored all the time. I get it. But for us to function, men, to be responsible, to be dependable, we have to have a certain level of routine. And you have to accept that. And unfortunately, with younger women, there's more peace and tranquility that comes from that. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.